Good afternoon, everybody. Today is April the 9th, 2024. It's about 4:30 in the afternoon. It's a sunny Tuesday afternoon. I am approximately like 20 hours post night one, the Acacia strain and Between the Buried and Me. And I'm going to just put the Acacia strain because I didn't stay not 1 second to watch Between the Buried and Me. Not that I got anything against that band personally, but that's not who I went to see. We all know, if you've been following me for however long now, we all know that I'm just an Acacia strain head. And tonight, night two, might not be, it might be a little different. I might actually stay to see like two songs just to see what they open it, how they open, you know, and how they follow up their opening song. But after that, I'm probably going to dip. Because last night I got home at a sprightly like 9:45 p.m. And I was happy. I moshed to my heart's content. I stood to see a little bit of the Acacia strain. I usually don't. I don't know why the Acacia strain that triggers in me. It's like as soon as I have these songs that I know and I love, like, I just want to fucking explode on a crowd. I just do. I want to fucking rip a motherfucker's head off. And, you know, and it's just what it is. Like, I don't really know why that comes over me. Something from beyond my first thoughts of life all the way to now, 38 years later, and before that, and probably well after that, there will be a trigger in me somewhere where it's like, yes, it's time to get active. It's time to fucking, it's time. And perhaps that's what the government, my United States government, has conditioned me to be. To always be ready for violence. To not be afraid of getting hit in the head. And not being afraid to hit somebody. Like, and not that it's particularly I'm out there looking for a fire or crowd killing or anything. It's just I've been hit in the head on par, if not more than professional boxers. I've also been hit in the stomach, in the back, in the neck, in the arms, in the legs, in the groin, everywhere else similarly to an MMA fighter. And you know, I'm still here, and it's like maybe I'm a little bit of a glutton for punishment, maybe. But regardless, I mean, I'm 38. I could do this. I honestly, if I got into a little bit more shape and I ironed out my diet and I actually lost the weight that I need to lose, I could do this for easily another several years. And it probably wouldn't faze me. So maybe the government has conditioned me to be like, yes, we need sprightly motherfuckers at the ready in an instant, and they're not afraid. I'm not afraid. If there were no guns and they were to put a fucking axe in my hands, line me up with 10,000 other people with axes in hands, and I had to fight the North Koreans that have swords, I would even hesitate. That'd be something that would be like, fucking A, that is fucking cool. That sniper shit, or getting shot when you can't even see it, or get blown up, I mean, that's kind of bullshit in and of itself. But at the end of the day, hand-to-hand combat is what it is. It's hand-to-hand. You need a hand-to-hand combat. And with all that said, again, last night was the occasion. I did stand to see a little bit. They played Step Into the Light in its entirety. And I was like, yo, like, it just, the other day when I seen them with, not the other day, a couple months ago when I seen them with Lamb of God and all that, they sprinkled in some songs, but not all of them. This one, they played like the whole entire, and I have been listening to it. Sinkhole is the shit. I can't think of the other song where, I don't know the names of the songs, to be honest. I should really pay attention to that stuff, but I listen to it. Like, I've listened to that album, like, probably, like, 10 times or 20 times through now. And I just don't, like, know the names of the songs, but I know the words are like, may the bodies I light, or may the bodies I burn light the way. That shit, that goes hard. To me, that's like one of the coldest lyrics, one of the hardest lyrics that has ever been penned to paper. And I don't know, Vincent from the Acacia Strain, it's a phenomenal, I don't know where he's getting his lyrics from, but that's when then that song, it's like, we all die slow, fuck you, die slow. I mean, that, there's like, there's just some hidden gems in that album that I don't think, you know, would have gotten the light of day had they not done a tour like this, where they could really play the album of its entirety and then sprinkle in some old shit. Yeah, they also played the intro song. Step Into the Light is the very first song. Let me take a gander over. Flourishing. Teeth of the Cursed Dog is the one I'm talking about, where it's talking about, may the bodies I burn light the way. That's, to me, that's like, I should know that name of that song now, but that song goes crazy. Untended Graves is another crazy song. Fresh Bones is another crazy song. Sinkhole is the one I think it's like, fuck you, die slow. Because I know that, I recognize that, because that somebody else is saying that. It's not necessarily Vincent on the track, but it's him and it's him and Showtime. Or actually, it's all of us. But, you know, again, like, I stood to see some of those songs, because I just absorbed them. Like, I was like, yo, like, now I can prerequisite, pregame, like, yo, if they fucking bust off Sinkhole, or they bust off fucking this song or that song. Not that I'm a little bit more better prepared for it, but I also, every time they play, I never fucking stop to see them. And this time was no different either. I let them play like a couple of those songs through, and I was like, oh, okay, like, yes, this is from that. And I knew, I was like, yo, these are all new songs. Like, I could just tell. These are not songs that I've been watching to for the, like, 20 years. But lo and behold, after they finished that, breaking off Brown Noise, hitting 3750, and passing the pencil test. Passing the pencil test is a highlight track for me. Going all the way back to 3750 days. Everything from the soundbite in there, which they played. It just goes fucking hard. That song is ridiculous. And it's one of those songs too. That's probably my favorite song off that album. I mean, Car Bomb, just because they keep it alive and they fucking play it at shows. And they play it at the most dastardly times. I remember when it was, they would open with it. I remember when it was just like at the end of the set. It's still kind of at the end of the set. Then they moved it around a little bit, and it's always been there. And they shelved like all the other songs at a moment there. There's a time now I don't hear like Whoa Shut It Down it wasn't in the set this evening. Or last evening. I can remember a time where I was like, yo, Whoa Shut It Down. When they opened with it, like, what the fuck? Like, and they closed with it, like, Whoa Shut It Down was one of the highlights to me too. Like, yo, it's one of the best songs like they ever made. And to get beyond that into a place where I feel now, even like, it's just nostalgia for me. It's just the sense of nostalgia. It's like, yo, if you're a young kid, like 20 years old, 25, and you're like, yo, the Occasion's got some bangers, you'd pass up passing the pencil test, because you'd probably be like, yo, is there anything else that's good on that except maybe Car Bomb and like a couple other songs? Like, Brown Noise, the one that follows it. Like, because you didn't live it in person and then listen to it like I did, like, you wouldn't know passing the pencil test exists. You wouldn't know, like, Burn Face was... I remember Burn Face being the opening track of their sets and the opening track of The Dead Walk, like, you know, in 4x4, like, those songs, like, 4x4 actually lasted the longest, I think, off that album. Then they brought back We'll Shut It Down. And then I just heard We'll Shut It Down. Or 4x4. I mean, they have so many bangers, man. Like, and again, going back to that fucking Sausage Fingers, you fucking prick. You can fucking make a fucking 45-minute fucking mosh fucking set. And I actually, like, a lot of bands employ... I'm just happy to see that a lot of bands employ that these days. You know, Knock Loose, Body Snatcher. Just, like, a straight-up a set of fucking solid fucking... raging, banging, slamming fucking hard nonsense. Like... it's just what it is, man. There's bands out there that are perfecting it. As it should be. As fucking metal or hardcore or any sort of fucking alt-aggressive non-pop bullshit should be. If you're fucking in a punk band, I want all gas, all rage, fucking, and I don't want no fucking Blink-182 shit. Like right now, I don't want no Sleep Token shit. You can take that fucking jazz shit and that soft singing fucking shit, you can take that shit and shove it right up your fucking ass. I don't want nothing to do with it. That's not where it's at. That's not what it will be. I'd rather die than fucking be left alone with fucking Sleep Token and when radio and on repeat. I'd rather fucking just shut that shit off. I'd rather shut off Ghost too. But again, going back to the case of, Brown Noise, 3750, Passing the Pencil Test. I couldn't, that was, to me, is like the highlight of the night, because it's a song that I know most people don't know. And I know that I'm the only one, perhaps in all of Southern California, maybe me and like two other dudes, because in the pit, not a lot of people were shaking it when that song hit. So I just feel like, you know, like, that was a tip of the cap for me. Like, yo, I know exactly what that fucking song was all about. I know that fucking song, like the back of my hand, bro. I stayed listening to that song randomly. I'm like, yo, I fucking skip over like Smoke You Later and Halcyon and I'll just go straight. I listen to like the first like three or four songs, and then I'll just put Passing the Pencil Test and Sun Poison Skin Cancer, whatever that Sun Poison. What is the name of that? So let's take a look. It is. Oops, fucking hopped out of the Acacia Stream there for a moment, but it is. Yeah, Sun Poison and Skin Cancer. I mean, that's just something I love, like, bruh. You know, what more can I say? And then to hit Human Disaster, which is another, there's some songs that I really need, I wish I had the power to fucking sit down and talk to Vincent for like, what seemingly is like, I need an hour to talk to him and pick his brain. But I need answers on Grave Bloom. What the fuck? Like, Bitter Pill was the only song they really fucked with to that album on tour-wise, and then they just put it away completely. And I don't know, maybe the band just... that was just an off record for them. They don't play shit from them. Maybe it just... But Dark Harvest, Grave Bloom, even the first song on there... just goes incredibly hard. Dark Harvest and Grave Bloom are to me like the best songs on there, but the very first song, Worthless, again, it's a track, man. It's a track. But I think maybe they were perhaps a little jaded to playing that, because they had Death of the Only Mortal, Coma Witch, Grey Bloom. And then there's a sudden shift in the band when they came out with It Comes in Waves and Slow Decay. I think they got a little less into the more, you know, big kind of lengthier songs. And they just kind of made a record you could play for like 20 or 30 minutes. And that's kind of their what they were going for. Like maybe a lot of tiny songs in like on an album instead of like 10 really big songs. But you know, again, it's just something I would like to fucking like ask, but it's whatever. But they hit Human Disaster, followed by Send Help, and I mean, Send Help is a riot too. I knew that track when I first heard it, I was like, yo, this shit is crazy. Like, they stay making songs that are just absolutely fucking bonkers. Absolutely fucking insane. Like, sometimes the Acacia Strain just does things that are just insane to me. And I know I get on here and say that about a lot of bands, like, you know, it's insane, or fucking they're wild. But the Acacia Strain truly is a wild band. Kublai Khan, again, is, you know, is another wild. I mean, that's all I listen to. Just truly wild bands, and they're truly wild. And you know, and then they end the set with Car Bomb. Like, you know, and to be fucking, you know, hearing them talk about they wrote these songs 20 years ago, grow up, change, you know, people are different. Yeah, a lot of things does change. A lot of things, you know, they happen, a lot of things, but some things do stay the same. Some things are just ironed in there in your life, you know. They're just, to me, some things are just ironed in, like fuck, like, yeah, it's just ironed, like, I'll die on this hill. Some shit I'll just die, like, I'd rather die than fucking change about me. There's other things that, yeah, I've gone through a lot of changes too, a lot of personal growth. I no longer, like, again, I no longer wish ill will on none of my exes. Going all the way back to the first ones and second ones and the fifth ones. I don't know. I mean, it's no longer, that is no longer my justification for anything. It took me a lot of years to get to this point. I'm just trying to live my life now. Like, who knows how long I have. I'm 38. Before I know it, I'll be 40. And then, like, what the fuck am I holding on to a grudge from fucking, like, 20 years ago? And I'm not even going to say time heals all wounds, because I still would not get back together with any of them that I'm aware of. But, I mean, I literally can sit down, talk to a new person, and there's not just like anything hanging over my head, like no, don't commit to her, don't fucking save your money. Like, what the fuck am I saving money? I mean, yeah, I save money, but is really a fucking $10 drink and a fucking $20 dinner or $40 dinner gonna kill me? No. Before it used to be like, no, why do you spend all this money on a person? Yeah, you know, when you're broke, you know, 40 bucks is still 40 bucks, you know. A fucking dinner and a movie is still cost. It costs a lot now. But I'm kind of actually grateful that there's a whole fucking shift in the fucking mentality of these girls. Where they're like, they don't really want to fucking talk to you. Or they just think that they're fucking better than everybody. And they're above fucking Cheesecake Factory. They're above fucking BJ's, or they're above fucking Chili's, and they think you're poor, I'm like, all right, well, more power to you. I'll just keep my money to myself. More power to you. But again, he was talking about change. Again, there is some things that do change. There is some things that remain the same. I'm still pitting. Fucking like 20 years later. That's still fucking pitting to passing the pencil test, brown noise, into car bomb. Like, what the fuck? Like, that shit, until Vincent tragically dies, or they just no longer a band, or he hangs it up, or whatever, like, until said moment. If they request the pit, I'm there. And I just think, like, a lot of young kids, I think the Acacia strain now, in all their mighty presence, I think they need to be reintroduced to a little bit of a younger fucking crowd, because there's a lot of old heads that, like myself, that are just. But I would love to see them with, like, you know, and they stay doing that. They stay with some younger bands. But it needs to be, like, I mean, they did, I mean, I don't know. They do stay playing, but I think they need to get in touch with, like, Filth. They need to get in touch with, like, Tsunami. They need to get in touch with, like, you know, I don't know if Noctis may be out of the league now, but some of these other bands, and just create a monstrous tour. Pain of Truth, you know, something that these young kids are like, yo, this makes so much sense, you know. And it's like, yes, the Acacia Strain makes all the sense. But anyways, that was night one. I'm going to night two tonight. I'm expecting a totally different outcome, because this tonight, I'm probably gonna watch the whole entire night. I don't know, they're gonna play Failure Will Follow in its entirety. There isn't much mosh there, but there is a lot of part, and I want to see Pillars of Salt is probably my favorite song on that, specifically on that, and is probably, I put it up there to me with The Observer. It's a really condensed version of The Observer. Bog Walker, I'm excited to see just the fucking intro, how long they can keep that fucking chuggy riff going. And then Basin of Vows, see how that plays out too. And I mean, I don't know, maybe they throw in like the Beast to close out the night. I mean, I don't know, don't really know what to expect, because I was talking to my brother about it, like, that probably is their entire set, those three songs. It's like 40 minutes. So I have time for like a sprinkling of like two songs maybe. So we'll see what happens tonight. You know, I'm gonna get home right now, change, and then head out. Like, that'll be that. I guess I'll talk to you guys on the way home about it. So hang tight, let me go do my thing, and then I'll be right back. Okay, so I'm back. I am, this is like 9:30. 9:25. Just leaving the Observatory in Santa Ana. Now, I did stay, unlike yesterday, I did stay about an extra 30 minutes longer than I wanted to. Watch the first two songs of Between the Buried and Me of Colors, I think, too. But I was not moved, like, at all. Like, it's just a different brand of music. Obviously, it's heavy metal, but I don't even know what fucking Between the Bear and Me is anymore. I don't know what they were to begin with, because I was never really like that big of a fan. I just knew them, and I kind of listened to their very first album. After that, I don't know. Like, they've been doing things this entire time, and I'm like been unaware. And just, I mean, I tried over the years to listen to it, but, you know, I was like, well, let me take a gander at Between the Buried and Me again. And it's just not my, like, there's other bands that do that too, that, I mean, I guess they're good. They sounded pretty good. They sounded really clean, but they're just not my cup of tea. Like, Mastodon is just not my cup of tea either.
Now, I'm not going to sit here and dog Mastodon or Between the Bear and Me or, you know, there's a number of bands like that that they're just not my, they're not my ingredient of the, they're not my flavor. As a matter of fact, I don't even know. I think I liked Mastodon a little bit when they first came out. I don't know. I just, they've been around for a long time and I thought that, I don't know. And I just becoming aware that they're still around. It is what it is. But moving on post Between the Bear and Me, let's talk a little bit about the Case Strain. Failure Will Follow, Bog Walker, Basin of Vows. Is that what it is? Basin of Vows? You know, to me, yeah, Basin of Vows. To me, the Acacia Strain is a very interesting band that I've just noted. Like, I've become aware of them since Coma Witch, The Observer. It really set into motion, I believe, how good, musically talented, Devin Shidaker, or Shidaker, Vincent, and the whole cast that is behind there. In Coma Witch was my first experience. I'm not going to rehash what I was just talking about from night one, but when you think of the occasion, you think of a, I think, first and foremost, I think of a fucking dogfight. Like, motherfuckers in the fucking sky shooting fucking missiles at each other. Like, that's what I fucking think of fucking dogfight. Like, Michael Vick fucking dogfighting, like, to the death. That's what it is. But I didn't know, but the Acacia Strain had it in. The Observer is one of my favorite songs by the Acacia Strain, maybe ever. I gotta put it up there, definitely in the top five songs they've ever made. Because it has everything that I've ever loved about that band in it, and then they expanded on it. They took something that just came out of seemingly, and it wasn't really out of left field, because I think they dabbled with it on Continent. And they kind of sort of did it again. Well, they didn't really do it on Wormwood, not to that degree. But Unabomber was like, okay, they can make a long song. But that was just a long breakdown. But The Observer really came to... And what I mean... I don't know if it's Balboa Towers or which song it is at the Case Train. I really felt that they musically could have done it for a long time now. Let me pull it up. I'm going to go all the way to Continent. Because I've the thread was there. I think I just, maybe I didn't pay attention to it back in those days. But I always liked that. I don't know. But it was the original ending track of Continent. There was no word spoken. It was just a long, very intricate breakdown, but it was very melodic, very, had solos in it. It had the works. And then I get the got away from it a little bit in Wormwood, which they hammered out very aggressive songs. And then Death is the Only Mortal was after that. It's not there, but then it shows up in Coma Witch, The Observer. It shows up. The Observer shows up. And to me, it's, again, it's one of like the top five songs that they've ever made. I mean, I don't know. It's everything that I've loved about that band. I just loved about like metal and hardcore and all of it like combined. You got sound bites. You've got the really moody, you know, slow guitar, you know, beat in the beginning. You've got a straight up fucking breakdown in it. You've got, again, sound bites. You've got, you got Vincent's range in there, everything from like the deep growls and everything. Like the song I listen to The Observer. I don't know why. Sometimes I throw on Coma Witch and I only listen to that song. I just put it on. Everything from, you know, the sound bites they used to break up the song from it being just like, and they added it. I don't know. They added it in. But then on the sharp contrast, you have Send Help. Like, that's just a straight fight song. But it was both of those styles that they pulled off very well, like, on that album. And then you got it again in Grave Bloom, the album with Cold Bloom, which is another song. It wasn't as good as The Observer, but it was like, okay, this band can make a 10-minute song and it not be boring and it not be like just a waste of time, so to speak. To me, you know, that really comes to fruition. The band, they put out It Comes in Waves. And essentially, that is just a big song. It's like, I think there's like 6 tracks or 8 tracks to it, allegedly. Or It Comes in Waves. Maybe 5 songs. Let me see. Let me pull it up. I'm talking out of my ass here. 7 songs. Our Only Sin was giving them names. Okay. But it wasn't really 7 songs. It's one giant song. And they hit their stride. Like, to me, like, maybe, you know, the band's talented. I don't know what, like, how else to put it. Like, the talent musically is just there. Like, I don't know really how else to explain it. Like, again, you know, they kind of got away from it a little. Well, actually, It Comes in Waves and Slow Decay came out like back, you know, around each other. One was like released not that long after. And then we get Step Into the Light, and today, you know, I gotta watch Failure Will Follow. And I gotta say, I was waiting on that fucking Pillars of Salt shit, because when I first listened to it, I was like, yo, this is a fucking song. This is a fucking, this is a masterpiece of a song. Now, Bog Walker is good. I've listened to Bog Walker maybe like a dozen or 15 times in its entirety, which is not really a lot, but it's fucking long. It's like almost 20 minutes long. But I have listened to it. I mean, the Bog Walker was good. And the Basin of Owls has mosh parts in it. So does Pillar of Salt. Actually, all three of those songs do. But to me, the Pillars of Salt is the quintessential song on that album. It's one of the best songs. Like, that overshadows Cold Bloom. It's better than It Comes in Waves in its entirety. Even though It Comes in Waves is really good. Like, I can't get over how good It Comes in Waves was. When I first listened to it, I was like, yo, like, this shit is good. Especially, like, the very first intro track or two is, like, phenomenal. But Pillars of Salt is better than that. And it's right behind, to me, it's right behind The Observer. It has songs like that. And, you know, I was not gonna miss this special occasion to just listen to that in its entirety, like, live. Like, I absorbed it all. Like, the fucking osmosis is real. It's just what it is. I mean, I don't know. Like, I'll never really, like, even though most of this shit is metalcore, I listen to hardcore, deathcore, or whatever the fuck, metal with a dashing of core, with breakdowns, and they're not really into the core, like Slaughter to Prevail. I don't even know what Slaughter to Prevail is. Everybody wants to lump them into deathcore, but I just think they're straight up metal with breakdowns. Anyways. Yeah, I'll never get the metal out of me. It just pisses me off that the state of regular heavy metal is fucking shambles. They're goats. The bands fronting it are just, they're all fucking in shambles. It's pathetic, actually. But, I mean, regardless, I could sit here and tell you, yes, I'm gonna fucking put on some Sepultura and I'm fucking bump it. Like, I'll throw on some Pantera once in a while. You know, whatever, but fucking, you know, Pantera might be a little racist, or maybe big racist, who the fuck knows. But at least the man never was like, hey, go to church, everybody, and fucking pray to God. And while you're at it, don't smoke weed, and or give us all your money. They do say give us all your money, but it's never fucking a betrayal of who they are. They might have been racist from the jump, so. Anyways. You know, much to the chagrin slayer, like, whatever. But yeah, I mean, the heavy metal aspect of it is always there for me too. And then, like, the Acacia Strain, Plain Failure Will Follow, it's not a fucking rambunctious ass, like, album like that. But it is good. I just can't believe how good it is just to hear it live. Like, it's phenomenal. But that's a little bit of Homer of me. I guess, I mean, if you were just to pull up and be like, what the fuck is this? But you have to take it for what it is. To me, it's, the Acacia Strain is two bands into one band. Like, and it's not even like they try to hide it, like, you know, Slipknot or fucking like these other bands. They just try to hide it. Like, yo, we play this music, but we really want to play something else. And we don't care what you think, but, you know, like, I don't know, they do that. And it's like, yo, alright. Anyways. But regardless, you know, of all that, you know, they end the night with The Hills Have Eyes and Car Bomb again. And it's just, if you're a fucking an Acacia Strain maniac, you know what time it was. They could never fail me. They will never fail me, man. The band never fails me. Like, it doesn't matter where I'm at, what I'm doing. I pull up to the Acacia Strain show and it's like, yo, you're gonna have a fucking riot and it's gonna be a wild fucking affair. Like, just what it is. Like, again, I don't wanna beat the horse already, the dead horse, but fucking, like, it's a fucking riot. And I've been to bands' shows. And everybody's like, yo, this fucking band is hard. And they come out on stage, they fucking lay a goose egg. And it's like, dog, really? Like, the fuck is this? That hasn't actually happened in a minute because I don't listen to fucking terrible music. And I won't just pull up to a show where I don't know the main band. Well, that's not true. I don't have to listen to Between the Bear. But I don't know, like, at least one of the solid bands there. Like, there's bands that do that I'm like, yo, this band is hot garbage. Like, you check them off the list of bands never to see again. Like, Crown the Empire. I seen them at, or Dayseeker, and I'm like, yo, people hype them up for what? Era, ERRA is another band. I'm like, yeah, I don't want ever fucking, don't ever fucking bring me to this nonsense. As a matter of fact, I seen the Acacia Strain with Era, and I was like, yeah, no. Fuck no. But, I mean, it's whatever it is. I mean, there's bands like that, I'm like, no. You know, just what it is. But the strain never fails. Never fails. They just don't fail, like, even though they have the song Failure Will Follow. I mean, they don't miss, man. They just don't fucking miss. I don't know. They just don't. But with all that said, you know, it was a good night. Again, I was like completely happy that I watched, you know, Pillars of Salt just right there, like 20 feet from the band. Like, it doesn't get any better than that. Now, it might be one of these things that nobody really cares, but I cared a little bit. But at the end of the day, you know, you never know. Like, 10 years from now, that song might be just randomly one of these songs that everybody talks about. Like, okay, whatever. I seen it. You guys didn't. Whatever. But it's just one of them things, man. Like, you go to experience it yourself, like. And I'm not saying the Acacia Strain is about to blow up and be the next great heavy metal band, no. But regardless, that song is the shit, and I seen it, and it's just another cap in my feather that I could say, hey, yes. When I'm listening to that song, oh yeah, I remember that one time I went to go see it. Like, it's just there. It's just in my memory bank, you know. I don't know how many times I've fucking seen the Acacia Strain, but like at least 50, 60 times. I've seen most of the songs. No, not most, because it kind of. But I've seen most of the old songs live. From like Wormwood down, I've seen like every single song live at least once. Death is the Only Mortal is like one of the only albums that. Well, Death is the Only Mortal and. Now it's like Grave Bloom is like these albums that are just like neglected. But they randomly do sprinkle in fucking Death is the Only Mortal songs. Like I seen them a year ago play with the Fit for an Autopsy or Fit for a King. I don't know who they played with. They had in the fucking Doomblade. They had Doomblade rocking. Not, and like nobody knows that but me. Go figure. Like I love Doomblade. I love Mouth of the Dragon. I don't listen to that album as much, but that album like has some fucking gems in there. I wish they could dust off. And like I think what I don't know if it's just it sounds really monotone, kind of like Continent did. But monotone in another way where it's like the ups and downs are just kind of leveled and it's just a straight, like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's kind of a different sort of a monotone. Maybe the bass was just not hitting or they did something different. I don't know what they did, but who knows? I'm not going to sit here and discuss albums, but that was night two for me, and I did stay to see, like, two Between the Buried and Me songs. It didn't move me. It's very, very lethargic. Very, very lethargic. And to me, that's, like, that's not my cup of tea. So, I'm just heading home. Like, I'll be home in, like, 20, 30 minutes, pop into bed, be early. Call it a night. Hey, carry on living my life, man. Carry the fuck on living my life. That'll be it. Just living the dream, eh? Now, I'm not going to any concerts till the end of the month. We're like April 9th. But then I get hit like the fucking slugfest. That is the end of the month. It's going to be wild. Sick New World is on tap. Wage War is on tap. Now, I don't know why I decided to go to see Wage War and Veil of Maya. I could have gone without seeing that because I was like, But I just opted to go because it was in Riverside. It's like right down the street from my house. I think that's the closest venue to my house. It's Riverside Municipal. It's like 15, 20 minutes from my house. And then I come to see Orgy. I'm going to come with my homie, Vince. We're going to come see Orgy and Cold. I hope, hopefully Orgy plays first. That way we could just dip out and not see Cold. You know, that way I could just go home early again. I only wanted to come see Orgy because my homie was like, yo, let's go, we should go. And I was like, all right, we'll go. And it just so happened to be that I was like, okay, that's just before Sick New World, before I take off. And it's like, okay, well, ta-da, like, there it is. Like, I can literally just see that and just not really, you know, worry about, like, okay. I would, you know, it's just, I'm just going to go. I'm going to go watch that, see Orgy, but what's interesting is that Orgy show lines up with, I wanted to go see Jesus Piece, but, I mean, I don't know, I think that's not happening. Slaughter to Prevail and Kublai Khan are playing together, which is very interesting, because that is a fucking wild lineup. And then, but they're playing that Friday. I plan on being in Vegas on Friday, because I'm not pulling up to Vegas on Saturday and trying to do Sick New World Saturday as I'm driving up. Nah. So I'm going to pull up Friday, check in, get situated, brace myself for impact, because fucking Saturday is just a fight. And I don't know how that Sick New World is going to play out, but what is going to play out is after that, I'm tempted to try to get Kublai Khan and Lamb of God tickets and stay an extra day and just come back on Monday. I'm tempted. The only temptation behind it is I just know, like, the traffic sucks. Sunday, I could just wake up Monday morning and come home at, like, 10, 11 o'clock and just drive home peacefully. But that's coming up the end of the month, so I don't know if there's any movies coming out before then. I don't know if there's really any movies coming out this month that I want to see. Godzilla and Kong. Maybe I'll go see that a third and final time in theaters. Just my little local flea pit. If it's available this week coming up, I might go see it because I got nothing better to do. It's supposed to rain on Saturday, so maybe I'll just go over there and dip for a few minutes. You know, just on the weekend. And with that said, guys, I'm going to cut this podcast here because, again, I'm driving, and I mean, that's all there is to talk about, really. The show was good. I give the case train, I don't know, if this somehow reaches some random motherfucker, like, in fucking Ohio, and they've never seen the case train, and they're, like, sort of vaguely interested, and they stumble upon my shit, I don't know, man, go fucking watch them. Like, I give them 2 thumbs up, and if you want a fucking crowd kill, fucking crowd kill, you can do it, and people will love you for it. I can't be the only one that wants to put my foot into somebody's fucking face, like, or just fucking throw blows, bro. That's it. There's just, I don't know. That's what I want to do. That's what the occasion does to me. That's what I want to do. That's a good fucking night. Anyways, I'll catch you guys later. I'll probably post this up tomorrow morning when I wake up, and then, I don't know. We'll work on something else later.